Take a walk down your local high street and just see how many different nationalities are represented by restaurants. I'm guessing there's going to be a fair few. I've walked down this busy street in Camden already. I've passed an Indian, a Chinese, an Italian, and a Turkish. Now, that's plenty to choose from for me and you, perhaps. But for Alistair Humphreys and Tom Kebbell-Davis, this wasn't enough. They knew that London was an international city. Everybody does. But they wanted to see if it was possible to travel around the world without crossing the M25. Now, what I mean by this is they were going to go around London eating in one restaurant from a nation representing each letter of the alphabet, an A to Z of world food. I'm going to go into Lemongrass now, where Alistair will be waiting for me to find out how, and more importantly, why. Alistair.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm good. Hi.
Good to see you.
Nice to meet you.
I see we've ordered already. What have we got here?
Well, we've got a few starters. We've got some prawns, some garlic lemon mushrooms, and these leek cakes are pretty good.
And this is a Cambodian restaurant.
Yep, C is for Cambodia, so on my A to Z of foods we got to the letter C here.
How did this all come about then? Tell me, how did you begin to do this?
There's a couple of things to it really. I mean, I spend a lot of time travelling around the world and I love that, but you can't be travelling all of the time, and I also love London, so I wanted a way to try and replicate a lot of the things of travel but without leaving London.
So you're up to letter S now.
Yeah, we've just done S, Sri Lanka, which is very good. So far we've missed O for Oman and Q for Qatar. We're struggling on those, but we'll find a way somehow, even if it involves knocking on the Oman embassy and inviting ourselves in for tea. But
so why record audio? I mean, you can put this up, you can write a review on the website, people can visit, you can take photos. Why are you recording this?
I suppose probably some of it is just the narcissism of our age. We like everything we do to be documented online, social media and blogs, but also I really enjoy sharing stories. My job is expeditions and telling those stories, and this is no different really. It's a journey, and it forces me to concentrate and take things in a lot more if I'm trying to work out how I want to tell that story later. And recording audio is a skill I'm trying to learn and get better at, and it's a great way to really focus on the whole experience of the meal.
One of the best things I think about going travelling, which you clearly do a lot of, is the fact that you stumble across new restaurants, you stumble across new food, you get a tip off from a stranger as to where to go and eat. This project must be very much like that.
Yeah, this project's been fantastic for that. I mean, everyone eats Chinese and Indian food now, but not many people eat Nigerian or Peruvian or Sri Lankan or Cambodian as we're having tonight, and it's been really good for me just to force me slightly to try new things, go to different places, so different cuisines of the world, but also completely new random parts of London. I've never been to this little side street off Camden before I came here, so that's a good thing to explore as well.
Oh, here come our food.
Okay, and that's another second course, which is Lok Lak Philly steak. This is ginger egg fried rice and fresh mango salad. Enjoy your food.
Lovely, thank you very much. We'll talk about the highlights in a minute, but I think what everyone probably wants to know is what's the worst cuisine you've had so far on this tour?
Well, virtually everything has been surprisingly delicious, actually. The only thing I haven't enjoyed, and it's not a reflection on the food, because the restaurant was quite smart and it was popular with the local people who were eating it, but that was Nigerian. The goat's stomach and the cow's hooves in ridiculously spicy sauces was certainly a bit much my wimpish English constitution. But that's not doesn't mean it was bad food, it was very popular. It just definitely didn't particularly agree with me.
And the best?
I think probably my favourite so far has been the Japanese, but this one, the Cambodian, was certainly up in the top five. It's been really good.
Not just saying that because the chef can probably hear us, you mean that?
No, not just he's round there with a large knife. It was really very good. The steak cooked in butter, it was really very good. It's quite a little bit spicy, but it's quite light, and it's quite different to most Asian food I've had, and I've really enjoyed it.
We're talking of the chef, chef and owner, Thomas. Let's just grab a quick word with you.
Yes.
Do you remember Alistair coming in?
I do remember very well.
Did you read what they'd written about you on the website?
I did, yeah.
And what did you think about what they'd written?
Quite fair comment.
Quite a fair comment. That's a very diplomatic answer. The food's lovely, by the way. I'll let you get back into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you a question now, and forgive me if I sound a little challenging, but there are lots of food writers, there's lots of food journalists. You turn on the radio, you can hear the food show. Turn on any television channel, there's food programs. Why does the world need another food website, another food blog?
The world doesn't need another food thing, and I look at people who are experts of these things and I imitate a little bit, I learn a little bit, I add my own little twist on things, and I'm not claiming for a minute that I'm an expert. Our website's fairly amateur, but it's about me doing something I enjoy, learning new skills and also sharing the stories and trying to encourage other amateur people to go out and do something a little bit new and try something new.
Alison, it's been a pleasure talking to you this evening. It's been a pleasure to share in the letter C in the Cambodian restaurant. If people want to have a look and find out what places you visited and listen to some of your audio, what's the website?
The website's A-to-Z-LondonFood.com, but anyone who's interested can come along, because one of the aspects that has been great about this is when we choose our letter and our place, Tom and I, we just put it out on Twitter and Facebook and say, look, come along, join us. So we've shared all of our meals with total random strangers, which is another really interesting aspect to it. So yeah, look online and then come join us.
Right, let's get the bill. Can we get the bill, please? I think Alice is paying.